If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Major League Baseball held its winter meetings last week, and a lot of things happened.
The standoff between MLB and minor league teams heated up, and there were some new rule changes introduced, like the fact that pitchers will have to throw to a minimum of 3 batters once they enter a game, and every team can now have 1 additional player on their roster.
And the league also made an announcement about an issue that had made it all the way to the floor of the U.S. Senate.
I urge Commissioner Manfred and all baseball teams to extend safety netting at Major League Baseball parks to the foul poles.
Ever since a 2-year-old fan was hit in the head by a foul ball back in May, pressure has been mounting on MLB to make baseball stadiums safer.
The Athletic's Sahadev Sharma, who was at that game, joins us to talk about the incident, how it led to this new announcement, and how extended netting might affect players and fans. From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Anders Kelto.
And I'm Kavitha Davidson. It's Monday, December 16th, and this is The Lead.
It felt like something great was happening.
There was just something about the emotion and that moment.
The failures of the past don't matter because we've got this guy.
I have never seen anything like that.
That's not good news.
This isn't a story where you interview the athlete and go home. It stays with you.
Sahadev, can you take us back to May 29th?
Yeah, it was just a regular season game, Cubs-Astros.
Welcome back inside Minute Maid Park. Cubs and Astros wrap up an interleague set.
Those are two teams loaded with talent. And at times it felt playoff-like because there were some great swings in the game.
Schwarber in the air, pretty well hit. Left center.
And then this terrible incident involving a 2-year-old happens in the fourth inning.
Elmora's up to bat. Albert Elmora, who's been struggling for a while, and I think he was just starting to find his footing on the season.
Well, he's been really good for the better part of a month now.
He pulled it down the left field line. I just happened to be seeing exactly what happened that moment. I followed the ball off the crack of the bat. I saw the ball strike a fan, and you hear the scream. You saw that. What was really chilling was how it went silent. You hear others around them screaming. I heard someone call for their dad. I saw a man run up the stairs, clutching what I believed at the time was his daughter, and the rest of his family scurry up the stairs with him. And it was a tough moment as a reporter to watch that. It had shaken everyone in that ballpark once we kind of understood that a young child had been struck with a foul ball.
And in the immediate aftermath, what did we know about the girl who was hit?
She's, you know, a toddler, a very young baby. There was very little information given about what happened to her. There are varying reports about how she was doing in the immediate aftermath. Any updates that we've seen or heard have kind of come through secondhand information. Why that is, nobody really knows, but obviously it's their right to have that privacy and try and deal with this situation on their own.
Do you remember where she was sitting?
I'd say a little past third base, just beyond the dugout. And that's about where the netting ends usually in most ballparks.
The netting goes above the dugout all the way down to the edge of the dugout. And that line drive just got past that netting.
And can you just describe for people who just to visualize how, you know, if you're getting a 90 mile an hour fastball and you're fouling that off, how quickly that's getting into the stands?
That's a split second. It was one of those things. It was a low line drive. The ball can be, you know, crushed at 110 miles per hour. If you take your eye off of it for a split second, it's impossible to get out of the way of a ball that's heading straight for you. And then if it skips off a railing, if it skips off a seat, you know, the best athletes, when it takes a bad hop, can't always field it cleanly. I can't imagine just someone sitting in that seat is going to be able to react properly and get out of the way of that ball.
And Sahadev, it sounds like there are a couple of moments that really stuck with you from this incident. And one was Albert Almora's reaction after the play.
Yeah, Albert told us after the game that he followed that ball and he saw it strike the girl. Immediately, he went to the ground.
Albert Almora Jr. saw that line drive go into the crowd. And that was not a good moment. This is going to take a little while for him to regroup.
Just covered his face with his hands. He was shaken clearly. He stayed down for a while. Jason Hayward, he immediately came to Albert's side and kind of consoled him. Soon enough, Joe Maddon came to his side, was whispering in his ear, trying to calm him down, letting him know that this isn't his fault. The game stopped for me, it seemed like a very long time. It was probably just a few minutes. It seemed like a real long time. And that's rare in baseball where you just stop a game like that for a foul ball. Eventually, he was consoled. He came back up to the plate. You know, play restarted, and it was one pitch.
So, 2-2 on Almora. And he swings and misses for strike three.
A ball that wasn't close to the plate, and he just flailed at it and then headed back to the dugout.
And then he tries to get an update on the girl's condition a half inning later.
This was another moment that really, I think, shook everyone. He walked over to that side of the field right in front of the stands and started talking to some fans, and they pointed to a security guard. The security guard came over to him, whispered something in his ears, and he started to break down crying.
Again, we do not have any update. Albert visibly shaken.
Eventually, we learned that the child was at least talking and awake when they left. I think that kind of comforted Albert. He was able to fully release all that emotion.
And that, you know, very visible reaction that Almora had continued through the game, obviously, and then to the post-game press conference. And he was still very shaken in the clubhouse.
It's one of those moments as a reporter where it's really tough. You know you have to talk to the guy, but it's also clear that he doesn't have a lot to say. He's still shaken by it.
As soon as I hit it, the first person I locked eyes on was her. So obviously, I didn't want that to happen and I didn't intend for that to happen. The rest was kind of a blur, the rest of that at bat. Yeah, I'm speechless. I'm at loss of words.
All he could think about was protecting that young girl.
I want to put a net around the whole stadium. But, yeah, man, I don't know. I'm sorry.
And we eventually learned that the young girl suffered a fractured skull, brain contusions, and a brain edema, according to a statement from the family's attorney. Have there been any updates about her condition in the months since?
It's kind of been very quiet as far as what the media has heard. It's hard to track down that type of information unless you're really being dogged about it. And it's one of those things where I think a lot of reporters kind of agree this isn't something that you want to bother a family about. If they don't want to talk about it, it's not the type of situation where, you know, you go against the family's wishes.
And after the incident happened, Almora had been very vocal in wanting to reach out to the girl and her family. I believe he said, I hope to have a relationship with her for the rest of my life. But that hasn't exactly happened.
As far as we know, it hasn't. Not only has the family not really wanted to talk about the incident, Albert, after that post-game interview, he didn't want to talk about it either. Understandably, whether it was days, weeks, months, he didn't want to revisit that topic. And Albert is a very thoughtful young man. He has a charity with his wife that takes care of homeless and sheltered dogs. He's got two children of his own.
And expanding netting is something that a lot of players have publicly supported. For example, Zach Cozart, who was on the Cincinnati Reds at the time, talked about it back in 2017 after an incident at Yankee Stadium where another young girl got hit by a ball.
It makes us mad that MLB's not taking a stance on it and being serious about it because you see it every year. But I think they should make it mandatory that the nets go past the dugout.
But there's been some pushback from fans on the idea of extending netting, which you've seen firsthand.
When I tweeted about how it seemed obvious to push the netting to the foul poles, I did get some significant pushback from fans and fans claiming I pay good money to not be blocked by a net.
Well, and part of the pushback has been that we wouldn't need safety nets if people just paid closer attention to the game, especially, you know, us millennials are always on our phones.
The argument is always from the people that are adamant about this is, I never take my eye off the ball, or don't have children sitting there, bar children from sitting in those seats, don't look at your cell phones. You get all these excuses, all these random reasons of why I won't get struck and this is your fault. Whatever, you're going to take your eye off the game at some point.
And some teams have been expanding netting over the years in response to this and other incidents. But do you think fan pushback has slowed down that process overall?
I think ultimately why things weren't done is because you do have those fans complaining. And when fans threaten to not spend money or renew season tickets, that can cause issues. And there are reasons that are keeping them for doing that likely boil down to nothing more than profits.
And, you know, there have been some high-profile accidents like this before. In 2017, a young child at Yankee Stadium was hit. And last year, there was a 79-year-old woman at Dodger Stadium who died after she was hit by a foul ball. But it seems like this latest incident was somehow different in terms of generating public support for expanding netting.
You could tell that it was the kind of an inflection point. The reaction all around baseball, not just the day after, I mean immediately, the reaction in that press box, in that ballpark, on Twitter, nationally, everything that you saw, everything that you heard, people were horrified by that moment, and it mattered a lot, and there was a simple, obvious solution, and people were clamoring for it to happen.
And then in October, NBC News published a study that showed over 800 fans have been injured by baseballs at Major League games since 2012. And that seems to have added to the pressure on the league to do something.
I was shocked to learn how often it happens when I saw that report, because you just don't see it. You don't notice it. It's not something that's written about regularly. And unfortunately, it took something like this to kind of put it on everyone's radar.
Hiring is challenging, but there's one place you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart. And that place is ZipRecruiter. Codable co-founder Gretchen Huebner experienced how challenging hiring can be when she started the search for a new game artist to grow with her education tech company. But then she switched to ZipRecruiter and saw an immediate difference. And you can too by signing up for free at ZipRecruiter.com/lead. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. By using ZipRecruiter's screening questions to filter candidates, Gretchen found it easier to focus on the best ones. Then she found the right one in less than 2 weeks. With results like that, it's no wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See why ZipRecruiter is effective for businesses of all sizes. Try ZipRecruiter for free at our web address, ZipRecruiter.com/lead. That's ZipRecruiter.com/LEAD. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
So, Zahadeev, at winter meetings last week, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred made an announcement.
From Major League Baseball, the league announced yesterday that all 30 teams will extend protective netting for the 2020 season. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred says no new rule was passed, but each team independently agreed to extend that netting.
And what exactly is the league saying will happen?
They're going to have teams extend netting well beyond the dugouts. It's not put in place that you have to get it all the way to the foul poles. I believe up to about 8 teams right now are willing to go all the way to the foul poles. Some have already made that change. These new rules kind of do allow for some wiggle room there, but it will be extended far beyond the dugout. And that's really for the best.
MLB is a league that doesn't standardize its ballparks. So certain stadiums do have challenges in extending netting all the way to the foul pole that other stadiums don't.
Yeah, there are all sorts of quirks. You know, if you're a fan of baseball, it's likely one of your favorite things about the game is how all the different ballparks, how they're shaped differently. There's not a lot of standardization when it comes to a baseball field. You have the 90 feet and the 60 feet, 6 inches, and the rest of it is kind of up to the designers of the ballpark. And that's part of the fun of it. But it can also, you know, there's some obstacles and you have to try and figure out what's best for safety.
And just to be clear, this isn't actually a new rule. It's something that the teams have decided to do.
Yeah, it's something that teams have agreed to do, but I doubt there was much pushback from many teams because right now it wouldn't be great PR if you're one of the few teams that's unwilling to push beyond the end of the dugouts.
And aside from PR concerns and just wanting to keep fans safe at the ballpark, is there a legal angle to all of this? You know, some of these 800-plus foul ball injuries that we've had in the last 8 years have actually resulted in lawsuits.
There's no doubt that's a consideration when these incidents start to pile up. Sure, I think on the back of a baseball ticket, it says you need to pay attention. All those warnings about how the ball comes in very quickly and you have to be aware of your surroundings. I'd be surprised if a good lawyer couldn't find a loophole there and really make this a difficult situation for a team.
And can you describe just exactly what kind of netting we're talking about? I mean, this isn't thick soccer-style netting. The actual threading is quite fine. And in my experience, it doesn't really affect your view that much.
I would say they're 1-inch by 1-inch squares. It's not something that's going to be easily broken, but it's also not some really thick rope of some sort. And it really doesn't harm the viewing experience in any way. When you talk about where people sit and get the best view, it's always behind home plate. So it's hard to make the argument that it keeps you from enjoying the game when the best seats in the house have always had netting in front of them.
Well, so with this new expanded netting, you know, do you think players like Elmore will be put a little bit more at ease every time they step into the batter's box?
Unquestionably. They expressed in no uncertain terms that this is something that they talk about, that they never really fully understood why it wasn't happening, and that when they do follow foul balls and see them hit an empty seat right next to someone that wasn't paying attention, there's a relief in that moment for them. Or when they actually do strike someone, they're shaken when a foul ball goes into the stands every single time.
Well, Zahadeev, thank you so much for joining us.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the time.
There's one other thing that we wanted to mention with the story, Kavitha. This idea that the extended netting is already making for some very interesting plays.
Yeah, we saw this with Mets outfielder Jeff McNeil in a game against the White Sox this summer. The White Sox were the first team to extend the netting all the way to the foul pole. And on this play, McNeil is in the outfield running toward the stands.
McNeil crossed the line up against the screen and he hung on. Unbelievable play by McNeil. He knew the net was there, so he was able to fling himself into it and catch the ball before it got to the netting.
It was a pretty incredible play, though he did almost smash into some fans.
So that's interesting. In this day and age where the netting is going to be almost at every ballpark, you can kind of use the netting like your Spider-Man.
Well, who knows? Maybe we'll see more weird and spectacular plays like this in the future.
Here are some other stories we're following at The Lead. Fox Sports aired a portion of the now infamous Spygate 2 video that was shot by a member of the Bengals organization. In the video, you can see that the Patriots were illegally filming the Bengals sideline, and the videographer can be heard apologizing and offering to delete the footage.
But I can delete this right here for you.
Damage is done, my friend.
No, it isn't, because we deleted it.
The videographer was suspended on Sunday, according to the Boston Globe, and the NFL continues to investigate the incident.
Two huge deals in Major League Baseball went down on Sunday. The Indians sent two-time Cy Young Award winner Corey Kluber to the Rangers in exchange for outfielder Delino DeShields Jr. and 21-year-old minor league phenom Emmanuel Clase. The Athletic's Mark Carrig says the Rangers are taking a bit of a gamble on Kluber, who struggled early last year before suffering a season-ending injury, but the price was just too good to pass up. And three-time World Series champion and Giants icon Madison Bumgarner is leaving the Bay Area to join a division rival. The 30-year-old lefty agreed to a five-year, $85 million deal with the Arizona Diamondbacks, according to The Athletic's Ken Rosenthal.
And there were two very different NFL farewells on Sunday. Eli Manning received a standing ovation in what was likely the final home start of his Giants career. The two-time Super Bowl winner, who threw two touchdowns in a 36-20 win over Miami, got emotional on the sidelines as fans chanted his name. Meanwhile, the Raiders suffered a last-minute 2016 loss to the Jacksonville Jaguars in the franchise's final game in Oakland and left the field to a chorus of boos. Some fans rushed the field while others threw food. Hopefully things will go better next year in Vegas.
We'd like it if you would complete a short survey to tell us how we're doing. Go to Wondery.com/survey. That's Wondery.com/survey. You'll have an opportunity to tell us what you like about the show and what you'd love to hear in future episodes. From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Kavitha Davidson.
And I'm Anders Kelto. See you tomorrow.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this. Perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients. Popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.